This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The division games are always tough, especially against the New York Giants. And just looking to be way better than last week. Can't beat ourselves. We can't get behind. Early in the game, we can't get behind the sticks. We got to come out. We got to establish that run, and we got to get some momentum early. We got to start fast.
When it comes to avoiding third down and long situations, how much responsibility do you take to make sure that you don't get into too many of those throughout the course of a ball game?
I mean, all it comes down to is executing on first and second down. If we execute on first and second down, execute our plays, then we should be in third and manageable.
You were close in that first half. I mean, just looking back, it seemed like you were one guy away on a couple of plays from really breaking a big play. You watched the film. Did it feel like it was closer than maybe the stats showed in the first half?
I think in the run game, we were closer. But like I said, we did a lot of stupid stuff. We did a lot of stuff that put us back in the chains. You know what I mean? Just simple stuff like, not knowing our assignments and letting up an easy sack. And it's kind of, it's tough when it's second and 17. It's a lot easier when it's second and 8, second and 7.
Zeke, you guys are always going to see 8 in the box. That's just how it is at times. How much do you guys have to say? Regardless of what they do, we got to block them. We got to get them through.
Well, that's just the mentality we've had since I've been here. Just we believe in the guys we have. We believe in our offensive line. They've been great players for us. They've been, the best players on our team, and so we got to rally around those guys. And we just got to keep working.
What do you make of the RPO phenomenon in the NFL now?
I like it. It takes an extra guy out the box. It's a way to even up those numbers in the box. But it's just making it even tougher on those defenses. Just having to defend the run and the pass in the same play. And it takes a lot of execution and work from the offenses to, get that right.
How much of is that a point of emphasis for this team?
It's something that we definitely started running this year. We've ran a little bit more in the previous years, but, we definitely ran it a lot more, and I think it was our best play on Sunday.
Does it think we're not made of you and Saquon, for this Sunday, two of the younger, better running backs in the league? What do you know about him, and what do you think about him so far?
I mean, he's a great, exciting young player, and I saw him in college. I played against him in college, and he's special. He's a guy that's special, and he's a guy that at any play he could take it to the house. So, the defense definitely is going to be keyed into him this weekend, and that's definitely one of the guys they're focused on containing.
Did your relationship with him start after that big game he had against you guys at Ohio State?
Oh yeah, that's when I first met him, and we started talking a little bit, and that's kind of where our friendship began.
How much do you kind of keep up with each other, texts or whatever?
Just hitting him here and there, give him a little bit of motivation, seeing how he's doing.
What player moment sticks out most from playing him against college?
I would say the moment I remember the most about playing Saquon is one drive, I went out and I hurdled a guy. And then literally the next drive, he comes back and hurdles one of our guys. So, that was pretty cool to me, just to see him, come back and do the same thing.
Do you think we'll see that hurdle back and forth this weekend?
They might.
Do you think that your success the last 2 years maybe influenced New York being willing to take him with the number 2 draft pick?
I think it definitely might have. But, he's a phenomenal player. He's a great player, definitely. I think, honestly, he was the best player in that draft. And so, he deserved to get picked that high.
Speaking of college, Ohio State's in town against TCU. What are your thoughts about that one? How's that one going to shake out?
I'm going to ride with my Buckeyes. I'm always going to ride with them.
What do you think about the Giants front? It changed their scheme a little bit.
They have a great front. They have a great group of guys on that defensive line and in that linebacker core. So, it's going to take execution from us and getting in that momentum, getting in that rhythm early in the game.
What
I think it's communication in terms of that. I know that was a point of emphasis on week one, just trying to get communication for Ryan and protect you.
That's really important, you know, just kind of losing Travis and not having him out there. He's a guy that kind of directs a lot of, the mic IDs and where the protection slide in and all that. And so, that's something that, we've been kind of working on as a group, kind of picking up where, he's not there.
What have you seen from Connor and how is he progressing in the game that you played with him?
Connor's doing great. You know what I mean? He's a rookie, so he's going to have a little bumps here and there. But what I like about him most is that he comes to work every day. You know what I mean? He never gets down on himself. He's constantly working. And I mean, that's just the culture of that group. And, they're going to pick him up. They're going to keep getting him better. And he's going to be a great player.
You talked about being better this week and having been close last week. How much did you guys learn after watching the film? Did you see some things there that are pretty easy to fix for this week?
Yeah, very much so. It just was a lot of miscommunication and just basically not doing our jobs. That's all it came down to, and that put us behind the chains, and it didn't give us an opportunity to get in the groove on offense. And we kind of left our defense hanging. They went out there. They played great ball. They played a good game, and we left them hanging. We left them on the field too long. So this week we gotta make sure we get out there. We sustain some drives, move the ball, and put points on the board.
It has looked like every year of your career, it takes a game or two for you to kind of establish that momentum. How much truth is in that, and where do you feel like things can kind of turn a corner here after game one?
It does kind of seem like it's been that way, but we just got to get a rhythm. We just got to execute. As long as our game plans are meant, for us to be on schedule. We like to run the ball, and it's tough to run the ball when you're second and 17. It kind of takes a run off the game. And so now you got to get back on track, and then you got to convert a third down. So, as long as we stay on schedule, we should be good.
What's the best part about playing at AT&T Stadium?
Say it again?
What's the best part about playing at AT&T Stadium?
Just getting in front of those fans. It's a beautiful stadium one, but we get to get in front of, more of our fans, because our fans always do a great job of traveling. But, we get in front of all of them in Dallas, and just that energy is different. I think there's nothing like it.
See, Brandon Collins had a quote today saying that they just need to focus on you, and if they get the ball in Dak's hands more, they'll be okay and have a better shot at winning. What goes through your mind when you hear that?
I feel like that's how every defense is going to play us. And, we have a lot of playmakers on the outside. Dak's a playmaker himself. And so, it just, like I said, it comes down to what we do. If we go out there and execute, we stay on schedule, we'll be just fine. Thank you.
Why does Dak seem good when things might be not at their best for him after a couple of games of the slumps? He never seems to, if he does have a slump, it never seems to last long or affect him. It doesn't seem to affect him.
Just the way he approaches the game. He has a short memory, and he's a good leader. So, when you're a leader, you can't kind of harp on things. You got to move on. You got to bring the guys with you, and that's what he does a good job at.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.